All right. For the next presentation, we've got Vladimiro talking about lightweight XDP profiling. So take it off.
Hello, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yes. So,
perfect. I'm Vladimiro Pascali. I'm a PhD student at Sapienza University. And I'm actually here doing a visiting period at UC Louvain with Professor Tom Barbette. And speaking of Professor Tom Barbette, to my view, my interest that is actually open PhD postdoc position. So if you're interested, if you do networking, SmartNICs, and high-speed packet processing, please do contact him. Otherwise, I'm here to talk about Inspect, which is a lightweight profiling system for XDP application, which outperforms both in efficiency and profiling accuracy existing eBPF profilers. While eBPF is often used to monitor other programs and for kernel tracing and debugging, the suite of tools capable of profiling the kernel part of the eBPF application is limited, with Perf and BPF tool playing a key role among them. So we evaluated five different XDP applications with and without profilers attached and measured their packet processing rate. And as we can see, most prominently in the drop application, which is a simple application simply dropping every packet, the drop goes from 15 million packets per second to less than 4, which, well, it's a deep drop in performance and can also make it hard to profile fast network functions, such as also not dummy ones like drop, but also CMS, NAS, and other can make them more challenging to profile. But how do profilers work? They rely on a set of specialized hardware registers called performance monitoring counters, or PMCs, to track data about the different hardware events happening in the system. Most prominently, the instruction cycles, cache hits, misses, and many others. To profile the kernel part of the eBPF application, Perf and BPF tool attach two programs, the fEntry and fExit, around the target programs to read the PMC values before and after. Then they compute the difference and store the results for the user space to be able to read it. These fEntry and fExit functions, although very fast and probably the fastest one to wrap around the program, are still very expensive, computationally expensive, and introduce a significant overhead as we saw before. This profiling overhead comes mainly from the fExit. The fExit and the fExit fEntry and fExit functions, but as well comes from the perf BPF, perf read value function, which is the one used by perf to gather data from the PMCs to access them, which is pretty slow. These functions and these profiling functions get called for an XDP application millions of times per second, which ends up drastically disrupting the throughput. Not only the throughput is disrupted, but also the profiling accuracy, because as we see in the drop application, it should be only around two instructions, setting the action to drop and returning maybe a bit more, but perf the result of analyzing a drop program through perf says that this program has executed 627 instructions. This is because the perf profiler considers also some of its own instructions used to profile the program before calling the read value again the second time. So computing the difference adds up some of its own instructions instead. To solve this problem, we developed Inspect, a lightweight XDP profiler, which has three main components. A user space component that is set up tells the kernel part on which CPU events to record, two tracing macros to delimit the profiling section, the part that you are actually interested in, and a kernel module to read the PMC's values efficiently, called from the tracing macros instead of using the perf function. So these are the tracing macros, start trace and then trace. They can be placed inside any XDP program wherever you want. It can be useful and can be used to profile some blocks of code or even individual instructions. In the start, both macros read the PMC values and store them, but the start traces also manages region activation if you actually want to profile said region, and sampling rate that we'll talk about in a few minutes. The end trace instead does the difference between the start trace function and stores the results in an eBPF map for the user space. But how do we access these values? So eBPF has a limited instruction set and does not allow the use of native x86 instructions such as RDPMC, which are needed to read the PMC values very fast and efficiently. This is why perf has to use the BPF perf read value helper function to access them. To overcome this limitation, we developed a Linux kernel module that exposes a key function that invokes this RDPMC function call and returns the value from the counter itself. So by calling the macro directly from the XDP program, we remove the need for fexit and fentry, which saves us about 200 instructions for each call. Then directly accessing the PMCs through the key function saves us another 280 instructions because we are not calling the BPF perf read value. As we can see in this graph, on the left we have the regular perf profiling, on the right one we have inspect, where we still have around 40 instructions for each macro, which are mainly due to the call to the key function. These are some of the programs we use to evaluate our profiler. The drop is the dummy application that simply drops everything. Account MiSketch is used for monitoring flow traffic and stores data inside a pretty big map. ANAT translates the IP, which is pretty similar to the tunnel, which does some IP encapsulation. And a router, which is our heaviest, that simply that lookups in a pretty huge LPM tree to see to access the routing information. So as I told you a little bit before, there is some profiling inaccuracy when the profiler is actually pretty heavy, like perf and BPF tool, because they add some of their own instruction to the instruction count. Here in this graph, we can see the retired instructions that the application says, that the profiler says the application is composed of or is actually running. All of these should be the same, but they are clearly not, because perf and BPF tool are pretty heavy and add more noise inside the profiling result. For example, the case study, the drop application, the simple one that we showed you before, that we told about before, we expect around 2, perf says 600, we say about 40, so we are not perfect ourselves. This inconsistency and inaccuracy also happens in other while profiling other metrics, such as cache misses, hits, and whatever, because it can happen that these events are caused by the profiler itself, not by the application under test. These are the results of the throughput while our application is, while the various applications are attached to different profilers compared to the baseline. Here we can see that our application that inspect is quite a bit better than the other profilers, but still halves the performance of most XDP application. The worst happens in the drop, because since it's a very lightweight instruction, the weight of the profiler is proportionally high. To mitigate this problem, we implemented a sampling functionality that will increase performance by maintaining good enough results, let's say. So our sampling mechanism is composed of a simple counter that checks if the packet is in the actual sampling period. If it's in the sampling period, we check the PMCs and compute the results and store them and do all the regular stuff. To somewhat fairly compare against perf, we also implemented a similar functionality inside the perf, this sampling functionality, which was not supported, is still not supported, I guess, at the time of doing this work, for perf record, for perf stat, sorry. However, the performance gains from perf are limited because it still has to send to check to call the F entry to check if the packet is in the sampling period, and this call to the F entry is still pretty expensive, even if you are not doing the perf read value event function to get the values. Instead, since we do this sampling inside the macro, which is pretty lightweight and pretty fast, we can have some better results, almost reaching the baseline without no profiling attached. If we sample every 64 packets, let's say we reach almost the performance of a non-profiled application while maintaining good enough results and accuracy. In this case, we are counting L1 cache misses, and we get good results and expected results. So to recap a little bit, during our work, we identified the main sources of ODRED in the XDP profiler, BPF profilers, which resulted turned out to be the F entry, F exit, and perf read value. Then we developed this. This function are necessary if you actually want to profile the application as is without modifying it, because you are hooking around the application itself. You are not modifying it. If you want to modify it, or you prefer having better performance, you can skip most of this function by calling the profiling itself inside XDP, and using K function to access the PMC more efficiently. Then we also implemented the sampling functionality to further reduce overhead. So it turns out that inspect in this case, perf, it's 71% faster without any sampling functionality, and 122% faster with sampling against sampling, let's say. But more importantly, we get 73% less instruction noise, at least while doing the test with instructions, which I guess it's pretty good. So. Thank you very much for the attention. I've been brief, but I hope you like it.
So we've got time for questions. So.
Thank you for the talk. Very interesting project. So my question is, if you can do the profiling mechanism like this for XDP profilers, can you adapt this to regular BPF programs? And is the overhead basically the same or very different?
Supposedly we could, because the problem is being able to call the K function. We should be able to call from every BPF program. The problem is that the performance gain are much higher in XDP because the application gets called millions of times per second. So a different eBPF application might not get the same benefits, because probably it's called less, let's say. Or if it's called the same number of times, it could be useful.
Thank you.
By the way, I love that bee flying from the beehive to the flower.
Thank you.
I was wondering, like, instead of the kfunc, like, did you also consider to implement that instruction natively as like a one-to-one mapping in BPF by extending BPF instruction?
We didn't try doing
and
the Sorry.
Because, yeah, I mean, that would still give you even better performance, yeah. I would expect. And, yeah, are you planning to submit some of that upstream?
So there is the idea of doing that. Maybe doing it like the getTimer function that's the eBPF helper, so we can get call this function and get the results without all the infrastructure around it. But of course, the infrastructure is still a bit needed, so it becomes harder to do something like that.
Have you been measuring the sampling overhead over the tracing mechanism?
What, so
The sampling mechanism itself. What's the overhead of it?
It's pretty low. The overhead, it's, let's say, this one, depending on the sampling rate you are doing. The black line is the baseline. So anything below, it's our result. And this is the inspect without sampling. So we gain this much if we sample every.
Is it without sampling or it's with sampling one-to-one?
Sorry, I didn't get it.
Is it without sampling or with sampling one-to-one?
This is without sampling, and this is by sampling every 8 packets.
Yeah, 16, but I 32. Want to know the performance if I add sampling, but I sample every trace. So then I know what's the overhead of the sampling mechanism itself.
Ah, okay. No, so we didn't do this kind of test.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you for the talk. I was wondering if you know what the extra work that BPF perf read value is doing beyond just calling the native instruction.
So it's mainly pretty heavy because it uses file descriptors to access these values as reading a file, let's say, and that's the main overhead that happens in this in the function.
Thank you.
Any more questions? So I had a question. Is there any of the changes that could be brought to perf or to BPF tool to make them faster based on the work you've done?
Yes and no. The no part is because since we are calling a K function, it's relative to our machine, to our architecture, and it would be hard to ask someone else to include a K function inside their kernel and call a K function not knowing what it actually does. So that would be the problem. There could be a way of doing it without calling a K function, but by simply calling the perf-read value function inside the BPF program instead of calling the K function. So you can remove the perf, the F entry and F exits overhead, but it's still pretty heavy to call that function, so the gains would be marginal, let's say.
All right, thank you. Have you run your tool in production? Have you used it so far mostly for experimenting, or have you tried actually running that on production?
No, it was just experiments like this. No, okay. No actual production testing.
Would be interesting to get some benchmarks on that. Yeah. Okay, thank you. Does someone else have a question? No, all right, thank you.
Thank you.
Nice presentation.